Would you guys believe that we actually have audio from Travis Kelce proposing to Taylor Swift? It's Elizabeth and Radar on the mix. Take a listen.
Taylor Swift, will you marry me?
Why did his voice get so high?
He was nervous.
I guess you're a little nervous. That's what happens, right?
Shout out to the Girl Scouts from Robin Wood Elementary School. We were having our convo about Taylor Swift. But this is all about the Swelce jar. You've been listening the last 2 years since this relationship started.
Yeah.
We have Radar's idea, putting money into a jar.
Let's go.
That is now empty because the rules were we're going to stop putting money into the Swelce jar once the couple either elopes and gets married or gets engaged.
It was a swear jar idea that we had. And it was like, you know what? Anytime you bring up the happy couple, instead of a swear jar, we'll call it the Swift Kelce Swelce jar.
It's the Swelce jar.
That's it.
And we have a total. And we're going to tell you what it is, and we are going to bring somebody on the air here from the charity that we're going to give the money to. But I would also like to mention, by the way, I think Travis Kelce was listening to our radio show, because just yesterday we were having this conversation about how dad Ed Kelce needs to give him a heads up and say, yo, propose to Taylor Swift already. Mm-hmm. And I wonder if he's also nudging his son saying, hey, you know, there's this girl in Milwaukee named Elizabeth that's putting all of her money in a Swelce jar because she's waiting for you to propose or get married. Can one of those things please happen?
Yeah, there's a girl in Milwaukee that said that.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Okay, I have cash, dollar bills.
Yeah,
I have
coin.
I've been counting this all morning. I feel like my hands are filthy right now.
Uh-huh.
I've been counting all of this change. We have a grand total of the Swelce jar of over 2 years of putting money into this jar, little by little, pennies, dimes, quarters.
Yeah.
Are you ready for a drum roll? Are you ready, everybody?
I was going to say, are you ready for the reveal?
Here I'm ready for the reveal.
All right.
In true Taylor Swift fashion, the total is $189.10. But here's the deal. Here's the deal. I am putting in
more coins,
3 pennies to make it $189.13.
Oh, I see what you did there.
You know, their special numbers are 89 and 13, also 87. Can you believe that $189.10 and then putting in the 3 cents to make it 13?
Look at you go. That's now, awesome, though. Look at it. All this time, these 2 years that we've mentioned the happy couple, and you put money in the jar. Boom, there it is. But now it's got to go to charity, right?
Yes. Okay, it just shows that love is a ripple effect and can bring good things to the world. We want to bring on Nikki Panico, because we are here with Nikki on the show. We want to mention where this money is going to go. This money is going to go to the Susan G. Komen Foundation.
Let's go!
And Nikki Panico, friend of the show, she is a warrior and the executive director of Susan G. Komen, Wisconsin. Nikki, we are going to give you that $189.13. Did your phone cut out?
This is so awesome.
Well, we are partnered with Susan G. Komen because we have the More Than Pink Walk coming up. And we know that we are asking people to join our Odyssey team at 991themix.com. But we want to also chat with you about why, you know, people talk about love and how that can have a ripple effect and that can put good things out into the world. Tell us a little bit about what a donation like $189.13 can do for Susan G. Komen, Wisconsin.
You know what that can pay for, Elizabeth? And this is so awesome. And I know Taylor's listening, and she's so proud of you. I'm so proud of you at 89 and 13. Stop it. But what this donation can do, it literally can provide transportation back and forth to chemotherapy for Uber rides. It pays, you know, this pays for a mammogram.
There you go.
Someone who's insured and, you know, just has a copay. This is huge. And it really, you're paying it forward. And who doesn't love Taylor and Travis and are so happy?
Yeah.
Look, their love story is helping save lives.
Oh, I see.
How about that? That is so incredible. And it also just goes to show, Nikki, and I know we've talked about this at the gala and fundraising, every little bit helps. Every little bit. I mean, a big check, a small check, $189.13, every little bit can help. Am I right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It takes everyone, and it takes no matter what size donation, it makes a difference. And we see it all the time.
And thank you to Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce for getting together, and for Elizabeth, who constantly brought the happy couple up, and we started the Swelchy jar because of that.
Yes, we've got paper IOUs that are in here. We've got cash. And the Susan G. Komen More Than Pink Walk is happening, everybody, September 28th.
Let's go.
Down at the lakefront in Milwaukee in early morning. Join our team at 991themix.com. And Nikki, I know this battle is personal for you, and it's impacted your family, just like it's impacted mine and so many other women that are listening and women that are battling and women that we remember that we've lost to the battle of breast cancer. What does the Susan G. Komen More Than Pink Walk mean to you? I love how you describe this walk and this morning.
Oh, the walk is my favorite day of the year. I always say it's like Christmas and the 4th of July, all wrapped up in one. And it's a really special day that there is no cost to come down. We want everyone to join. Join Elizabeth's team, and it's so special. The Parade of Hope, where all the survivors and previvors and those battling parade in, is really, really special. And as you mentioned, there's people that should be walking with us that aren't, and there is time and space to honor those individuals. So, yeah, it's family-packed, action-packed. We have a lot of things for kids to do. New huge bounce house obstacle course this year.
All right.
We also have the 360 photo booth, which is a lot of fun.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Can't wait.
Linked events.
Yes. We're so excited to see everybody down there for the lakefront. And thank you for joining us this morning. We know that you're moving your son to college and you took time to join us on the show this morning. Nikki Panico, the executive director of Susan G. Komen, Wisconsin, the recipients of our $189.13 donation from the Swelcy jar.
So honored. I'm so honored. I hope you're invited to the wedding, Elizabeth. I really
oh my God.
We should all be invited.
I hope so, too. Well, don't we all just
great,
wish
Nikki.
That they could stream it live? I mean, come on,
right.
People.
I'm thinking that, please.
So where were you, Nikki, when you found out the news that they got engaged?
Oh, my gosh. I was on the University of Minnesota campus, and my niece's the family text was going bonkers.
Look at what love can do. Again, it can bring a family together.
Yeah.
And in this case, we're making the donation to Susan G. Komen. The Swelcy jar saving lives. This is the good news, and this is what we're here for. So, Nikki, thank you so much. We will make that donation through the website. And again,
thank
y'all can sign
you.
Up and join us for the walk at 991themix.com. No, thank you
thank
for being
you.
Such a warrior.
Love you.
We love you, too.
Oh, you, too. Love you, Radar. And Elizabeth and I will be on stage the morning of the walk. So you don't want to miss getting to meet Elizabeth in person.
Oh,
yeah,
my gosh.
And meeting Nikki in person. I'll be there in person. This should be
For
a
sure.
fun Sunday morning.
September 28th with The Mix.